I spoke to Blackpool during January, and I think they had two bids rejected. So, to be fair, I kind of always knew it might come back around in the summer. So, after the transfer window closed, I kind of just tried to concentrate in Carlisle and see what happened when the season finished. And obviously, I'm happy to be here now.
But was it always on the cards, do you think, after the new year that something could be done?
Yeah, like I spoke to my agent and Lee Clark. Obviously, when he was here, he was saying he still wanted us in the summer. So yeah, I kind of thought it would come back up.
When the manager changed, was there a little bit of a doubt in your mind or not?
Yeah, to be fair, when the manager left, like I thought that was the end of that. So to be fair, I was more concentrating on just going on holiday and coming back and just signing from Carlisle when I got back. But then obviously I got a call off the gaffer when I came back and kind of went from there.
This is a big move for you, isn't it? I mean, at the stage of your career that you're at, a club Blackpool size and stature, how excited are you about it all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is a really big club. I did love my time at Carlisle, but I just felt like I needed a new challenge, and I thought coming down here at Blackpool, it was a good opportunity for me to test myself. So yeah, I'm happy.
This will be a challenge. Probably on and off the pitch for the first few months. You need to get some results straight away, don't you, to make everybody happy?
Yeah, I think if the team are getting results on the pitch, then I think the off the pitch stuff kind of takes care of itself. I mean, if we're getting results, then the fans will be happy and they'll all be coming back. So hopefully we can do that.
Just talking to the goalkeepers as well, who said that so many of the team weren't here last season. So many of the squad training today. So. Really, that there's not too much of a downer from the dressing room on what happened last season. That can only be a good thing, can't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they got rid of quite a few players towards the end of last season, so it's kind of a fresh start for everyone. And obviously, with the new manager being here, then yeah, it is like a clean slate. So hopefully, we'll get a few more players in and start doing well.
A lot of people who've signed have said Neil McDonald, speaking to him on the phone, convinced them straight away that he's the type of manager that you want to work for. Was that a similar thing for you?
Yeah, like obviously he was manager of Carlisle, so I've spoken to a few people there about him, and they only had good things to say about him. And obviously when I spoke to him on the phone, it was more or less the same. As soon as I got off the phone, I was wanting to come down and sign. So,
What's your view on pre-season, Brad? Are you looking forward to getting towards the end of July now and getting the season started rather than going through these hard sessions?
Yeah, it is. It is tough, but I mean you've got to do it. I think when the game pre-season games start, it kind of gets a bit easier because you're playing like every few days and on the weekend and that. So, but yeah, I mean everyone's obviously wanting the season to start as soon as possible.
What's your aim for this season? What can you achieve and what can Blackpool achieve? Firstly, what are you looking to achieve in League One?
I'm obviously trying to just play as many games as possible, and I want to do well, be playing well, and scoring goals. So in helping the team.
For Blackpool fans who haven't seen a lot of Carlisle, that's your game, isn't it? Getting forward from midfield and contributing with goals?
Yeah, getting forward. I mean, obviously energy from midfield, and I like to get on the ball and pass it and play and obviously score goals if I can as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you someone who takes all the set pieces and gets everyone else out of the way?
No, not really. I didn't really take many set pieces at Carlisle, but if it was a free kick outside the box, I would fancy myself, so I would try and get on that, so...
So we've heard your aim. What about Blackpool's aim? What do you think, looking at the nucleus of who you have already, and it is difficult because there will be more players to come, but what do you think the aim should be?
Between us, I think we do want to go straight back up, so if we can get a good squad together, then hopefully we can do that.